Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gents. OG here. A little bit of extra free time on my hands after recording episode 256, rather, of Geek Stuff. And I thought, maybe, you know what, it's about time I try to do some of these bonus content shows that I used to do and that I've been wanting to do for a while. So I got a couple planned. I'm going to try to keep them short and release a few of them maybe every couple days, and maybe keep it to 10 minutes, maybe even a little less, maybe a little more, but either way, let's get into this first segment that I'm doing tonight. This is gonna be a little bit of chatter slash update on some toys, some designer vinyl. I'm gonna start with the OMFG figures. You've heard us talk about these for a while. Series 1 was a Kickstarter project that was put together by the folks over at the October Toys forums. It was a collaborative project. I want to say there's something like 12 or 13 different colorways now at this point. And I have two of the three most recent colorways here in front of me. And I just wanted to give you a little update on these and talk about these two, because they're particularly awesome and they stand out. They stand out a lot or a bit from the other series. Just for a quick update for you, those of you who don't know, the OMFG are outlandish minifigure guys, and these are like the old muscle figures that some of us grew up with. So they're, you know, a couple inches tall. You know, they're like little muscle men fingers, no points of articulation, you know, no paint. These are single color, although, I mean, you could customize these, obviously, and there are some awesome customs out there by guys like Monster Forge and Adam Pratt, and I've seen a couple other ones out there too, but those are the two that kind of pop off the top of my head. But the two I have that I wanted to talk about, the first one is from Roto Fuji, and these are translucent blue. Now, and these are particularly awesome. I think mostly because just the way the light kind of captures these with the blue. Of course, the five figures in here, it's the Phantom Shithouse, Stroll, Crawdad Kid. I can't remember the name of the other two. Multi-Skull and King Caster are the five figures. And again, these are like this odd translucent blue. They're really freaking awesome. And again, these are by Roto Fuji. I don't know that you can still get these directly from Roto Fuji, but you can try. You could certainly try to get these on the secondhand market. But I would try to seek these ones out. If you don't have any other set from this line, this would be a great one to get. You know, just because of the way they look, they're pretty freaking awesome. The second set I wanted to talk about real quick, and this is simply because of the innovation behind the set. This was a 3D retro San Diego Comic-Con exclusive. And though I wasn't there, thanks to Matt Guzzi, the guy who runs Awesome Toy Blog, he was able to score a set of these for me. Again, it's the same five figures: Phantom Outhouse, Multi-Skull, Crawdad Kid, King Caster, and Stroll. These are color changing, so they're kind of like dark blue, almost green, in the color. And then if you hold them, they're heat activated. Think Hypercolor for those of you who remember that, but or even mood rings, I guess, to a certain degree. But you hold them, and with a little bit of heat, they kind of turn a pinkish red. And a couple of reasons why this set is so freaking cool, aside from the fact that the idea of color changing paint on a toy is pretty badass. You don't see that very often. Certainly, we haven't seen it in recent times that I can think of. And it adds definitely a new element to these figures. And I would say it adds an element of playability that's different than the other lines. Because there's not a lot you can do with these as far as playability. There's no real articulation. Just having the ability to change the colors and manipulate how they are, that just adds a new component to it. The other thing that's really cool about these that, in my personal opinion, is not available or you don't really see in the glow-in-the-dark or the Kickstarter Black or the traditional Flash, even the awesome Roto Fuji Translucent Blue. And I have one of the APs, which is a reddish pink as well. I happen to have the AP Stroll, which is the Spanky Stokes figure. I think what I like most about these color change figures is the detail really, really pops. And I think that's almost because it's like because they're painted, you know, there's a color change paint on them. Whereas like the black and the flesh and the glow in the dark and the transition blue, I mean, those colors are poured in that color from the factory. There's no additional paint applied to them. Same thing with the APs. This set, because it actually has paint on them, the details really, really pop. Particularly Multi-Skull, I would say, Phantom Shithouse. I want really all of them. The details on these are just outstanding. I think you might still be able to get these if you go over to 3D Retro. So that's 3DRetro.com and look for these. If not, again, try to seek them out in the secondhand market, but definitely worth checking out. If you can't get the translucent blue, get the color change. You know, I encourage you to get all of them, obviously. And of course, if you want to be part of this, the Kickstarter project for Series 2 is still going on. I think there's 11 days left. They're about $300, maybe $400 shy of hitting their goal to get Series 2 funded. Another set of awesome figures. I was very lax with Series 1, and I missed a lot of the sets and a lot of the colorways. I'm going to try to be a little bit more proactive with Series 2. So seek those out if you can. Participate in the Kickstarter project for Series 2. It's definitely worth your time and your effort. And I guess as a way of keeping this under 10 minutes, I am going to cut this here. And the other toy that I wanted to talk about, I'll save for its own separate little episode. But thanks for listening in. This is an episode of OGP, The Other Guy's Perspective. And of course, we're talking about the OMFG, Outlandish Minifigure Guys, in particular, the Color Change by 3D Retro and the Translucent Blue by Roto Fuji. Thanks for listening. And don't forget to check out BigKevsGeekStuff.com for all of our episodes.